Last night we had an event. A biblical event. It was the first new moon after the spring equinox. The Shana Tova. Happy New Year. Today is God's New Year. He said, you will begin your calendars with this month. It will be the first month of the year for you. Amen. I think we forget that God gave us a new year. We have a tendency to follow the ones that man put down. And his is a lot better than having it in the middle of the winter, right? It's spring. Everything is coming out. Of course, today is not so good, so it's not the nicest day. But anyway, I thought I would start your day off, your year off, God's year, with Lashana Tova. Yeah, listen. Yeah, I'm an American. That's me. Yeah. Oh, well, I'm from the South. The Negev. I'm from the Negev. South Israel. Today's parasha is about... Well, it's about two things. One is giving birth and instructions for giving birth to a lady. And that only takes up eight verses. Eight small verses. The rest of it is about Tzaret. And I would like to start that part off. Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron, saying, if a person develops on their skin a swelling, scab, or bright spot, and it will become a tzaret affliction on the skin of his flesh, he shall be brought to Aaron, the Kohen, or to one of his sons, the Kohanim. The Kohen shall look at the affliction on the skin of his flesh. If hair in the affliction has changed to white and the appearance deeper than the skin of the flesh, it is a tzaret affliction. The Kohen shall look at it and declare it contaminated or unclean. Well, that kind of caught me about going to the priest with an affliction. Why is it the priest, the descendants of Aaron, the ones singled out for the task of diagnosing Tzaret? Why should someone so afflicted be required to visit a Kohen, a priest? But before I go on with that, I think we need to discuss what is Tzaret. Well, your Bibles probably says leprosy. And let's throw that completely out. I've seen leprosy when I worked in Africa. Gene and I saw lepers on the corner begging in Indonesia, Jakarta, Indonesia. And it is nothing like what's described here. It's also called Hansen's disease. I don't claim it. I don't claim it. But he's not talking about leprosy. Greek had a definition for this skin affliction, but evidently when it was translated from Greek into English, it got into leprosy. There probably weren't any lepers back in that day. They really didn't start showing up until about the time of Christ. If you go into research, you find out there were some as far back as the 300, 400 BC in India that they found remains that may have had leprosy. But it's a pretty good chance there weren't too many lepers during the time this was written. The Metzora, that is the person that is afflicted with the Zaret, is barred from entering Israel's camp, encampment in the desert, and later on in Jerusalem, into Jerusalem, the city of Jerusalem. Not because he's contagious, but because of ritual impurity. Okay, why did the priest have anything to do with the diagnosing of the disease? Well, here is my way of looking at it. Hashem, in his infinite mercy, designed a feedback system to indicate that something is wrong. It needs correction. The same as the engineers designed the amber lights on a car. It comes on, engine check, something's wrong, you go to a mechanic. Well, a mechanic and the person with a character defect, must go to the Kohen. Why a Kohen? Well, I believe that the Kohen was the mechanics of that day, the people mechanics. So I believe that God brings the offender into contact with the one who is going to do the most good for them. Just being with a Kohen probably already has an effect. It's like going, you got something that you really is bothering you, you go see Sam. But just walking into his office already helps me out. I'm not going on any farther. I'm being nice today. But it is. You go in and talk to them. And they can help. Also, the priest might give a little advice that can help the Metzora to curb his tongue and cure his soul. And that's the hard part for the priest. Telling a person that they have to be a little careful with their words. Better than saying shut up. I remember reading this story. I have a story. I remember reading this story told by a rabbi from Slovakia. And he was recounting his childhood memory. And he said, in my youth in Vilna, I saw a woman vendor standing in the marketplace selling beans. For some reason, she got angry at her competitor and began to abuse her loudly. Her wrath increased until she foamed at the mouth and became drenched with sweat. At the peak of her rage, a customer approached her table and asked her for a penny's worth of beans. In an instant, the vendor underwent an amazing transformation. Her face beamed, her lips curled into a smile, and she graciously turned to wait on her customer. This teaches us a great secret of the human personality. A mere penny has the power to change a person from one extreme to another, to make him control his stormiest emotions. This is something that no amount of wisdom can accomplish. But if a penny can do it, so can praise. A compliment, or even a smile, or a polite word. All these can win people's hearts and dispel their wickedness. This is not the end of the story. After the customer had paid the penny for the beans, she started to thank him for his kindness and heap blessings on him, his wife, children, grandchildren. And from here we can see not only we see that not only can a penny cause a person to control his bad outburst, it can transform him into a fountain of love and kindness. And not only were the Kohanim, not only were they the mechanics, they were the pennies. But we shouldn't let this slide, because Yeshua said, and we have a responsibility here to ourselves and to him. He said in Matthew 15, 18 to 20, the things that come out of the mouth come from the heart, and these make a man unclean. For out of the heart comes evil thoughts, murder, slander. These are what makes a man unclean. And that is ritual impurity. They knew what he was talking about, as do we. So we have a responsibility. Think of him before we open our mouth. Shabbat Shalom.